Rivers of gold are running into government coffers, according to Chris Richardson of Deloitte Access Economics, which bodes well for Treasurer Scott Morrison ahead of next Tuesday's 2018 budget. The Wire will be reporting live from Canberra in what will have to be the last budget prior to a federal election early next year, or perhaps later this year, if it is well received. Roderick Chambers asked Chris Richardson just why the Treasurer is so happy ahead of the budget 2018. Because I'm happy, I'm alone. If you feel
like a room without roof. Because the economy is finally doing the budget favours, and it's showing up in a few ways. You know, great news on jobs, pretty good news on company profits. That combination is always good for the budget, but there's a little turbocharger happening with the global financial crisis. Something unusual happened. A bunch of businesses and superannuation funds made big losses. And when you make a big loss, the taxman doesn't write you a big check. They simply say, well, that'll get offset against your future profits. So for a long time now, the tax system in Australia has been a little weaker than it would be because there are a bunch of tax losses lying around. However, the better news on the economy means we've burned through those tax losses. And so even though the economy is better, it's actually the tax system getting a lot more tax out of a given economy that's making the biggest difference of all.
Well, that sounds like really good news for the government, because that's sort of what they've been saying they wanted to do. But how come we had all the doom and gloom last year then, do you think?
Because it's taken a long time to work our way through those tax losses. And again, you know, some people will hear about them and think of them as a lurk. They really aren't. They just change the timing of tax. If you're not getting a refund for a loss, it means there's a bit of a lag before the tax system gets its mojo back. You can kind of think of the impact on the global financial crisis on various bits of Australia passed a long time ago. With the exception of the tax system, it's been the longest lasting victim of the GFC. It's just hopped off its sickbed and basically turned the tax system from a £100 weakling that it was as recently as late last year into the Incredible Hulk.
And how long can we expect to be in this moment in the sun?
To be honest, I don't think that long. It was always going to be the case that those businesses would run out of tax losses and we'd start to generate more revenue out of the economy. It's just that it seems to have all happened in a short period of time. 5 months ago, the previous year's deficit was running at $34 billion. It's now less than half that. So it is a remarkable turnaround, but it basically brings forward good news that was eventually going to happen anyway. And now, in the blink of an eye, and not that far ahead of a federal election, it has arrived.
And how much, then, do we need to worry about commodities prices and China? Is that what's really in the driving seat of the economy?
Absolutely. You know, people see a treasurer get to their feet on budget night and they think that budgets are made in Canberra, and they're only half made in Canberra. The make or break around Australia's federal budget is made in China. If China's looking better, if commodity prices, you know, coal and iron ore prices are looking better and company profits are doing well, then the budget is doing well.
If Scott Morrison's listening to this broadcast right now, what would you say would be the thing that you'd like to have in the budget as Chris Richardson, economist?
Even if he's listening, he wouldn't, I suspect, follow this advice. I'd say hold off on the personal income tax cuts, and I know everybody loves them. But we've seen this mistake before where good news in the economy encourages the politicians to promise a lot. Paul Keating did it with tax cuts in 93. Peter Costello did it with tax cuts, baby bonuses, family benefits. Wayne Swan, you know, in the 4 years of surpluses that he said he was announcing, in each case, the surge in the economy ultimately proved to be temporary. And I do think we should wait and get back to surplus before we give ourselves a packet of Tim Tams and a tax cut.
Gee, it's going to be hard to resist in an election budget, though, isn't it?
Very true.
Chris Richardson, Chief Economist of Deloitte's Access Economics, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.